Today's show is brought to you by Apple's second generation AirPod Pros. So advanced, they actually lose themselves. Guaranteed.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, buddy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
A community has come together to grieve. A vigil has been held for those killed in yesterday's mass shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville's Green Hills neighborhood. 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults were shot and killed. The attacker was killed by police 14 minutes after the 911 call came in. Nashville police have released video of the shooter roaming the halls of the school. The attacker, again, shot and killed by police. President Biden calls the attack sick and is wasting no time repeating his calls for more gun control. New round of storms expected to arrive in California starting tonight. Forecasters warn of more heavy snow in the mountains. Flooding is possible elsewhere. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 2 points. NASDAQ futures off 21. More details at srnnews.com.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything. Food, gas, clothing. But life insurance, which thanks to inflation you need now more than ever, actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need at a price you can afford. Call SelectQuote now and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's right, get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam in under an hour. Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-507-2266. That's 1-800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com now and get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's 1-800-507-2266.
Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
You're up early?
It's early.
You know what they say.
Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning.
No, not that.
Okay, what?
You know.
Early bird gets the worm.
That's gross.
I'm not eating it.
No, it's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
I don't care what it is.
Whoa, what is going on with you, bud? You're so moody these days.
I'm just trying to get
through the day.
Perhaps we can try a little harder.
Why?
Because it's showtime!
Hey, everybody. Just dealing with a couple of issues. This way. And what is a morning without issues? It's a morning without issues.
Whatever button you just touched, that's the one.
Well, you know, the thing with the buttons here is they're so sensitive to the touch.
Yeah.
If you just brush against it, it pops up.
Uh-huh.
And it completely changes the configuration of the board. Yeah. Can't think of anything else that reacts that way to that level of sensitivity. We're going to have a laugh here in a moment. I came up with a collection of TV and weather bloopers.
That's
pretty funny. We're going to hear from Menthol Meredith shortly. She's got her thoughts on the big Gwyneth Paltrow trial, which is receiving just a completely inordinate amount of publicity.
I don't understand why.
I don't either. Personally, I mean, I don't think she's a megastar, at least not these days. So she slammed into a guy while skiing. I think the story there is that she's fighting this. She's got $1 billion worth of goop on her hands. Why not just cut a check and let it go? But no, she's not looking good in the trial. But we have bigger fish to fry, so to speak.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
So this morning, it's definitely patchy fog because, you know, on our camera right here at the station, there's no fog at all. And I didn't see any fog on I-85, but you had 1/8 visibility.
Yes, on Atlanta Highway. Right.
So it's patchy. 3/4 of a mile right now at Dandy Field. So dense fog advisory in effect. Risk of showers and a few thunderstorms, but mainly along and south of I-85 today. If you live north of I-85, probably you're not going to see much. Today's high in the mid-70s, partly cloudy, cooler 45 tonight. Tomorrow, I think we'll see partial sunshine, but a cool day for late March with a high in the upper 60s. And then warmer on Thursday. I think it's going to be the best day of the week. It's my pick of the litter. Sunshine, 77 Thursday. Back to the mid-80s Friday. And then could there be another risk of strong, possibly severe storms entering the state of Alabama Friday night into early Saturday? Oh, my gosh. Right now this morning, foggy in some areas. It's 62 at 609.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. We create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All right, I think I better precede this with a disclaimer to little on-air accidents that have happened in TV and radio.
Warning.
The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
D.D. Megadoodoo. I'm sorry, Mangoodoo.
Here's some other great town names. Letits.
Oh, it's Linnets.
Linnets.
Let's get excited about that 69. I mean, yeah. That's pretty good this time of year, isn't it? I know you're excited about the wind, but how about that 69?
Over the last 2 years, hundreds have landed in the Summit County Medical Examiner's office.
My brother used to break in our house and steal the TV.
But now he's dead.
And there you go. There's a summary. Around the country, the town of Letits, that she mispronounces Letits, that reminds me of a Celebrity Jeopardy with Will Ferrell and was they playing?
I'll take the rapist for 500.
Yeah,
therapist.
And there is a another one that involves that T word there. So we hope that gave you at least a little bit of a smile this morning.
No.
Well, we try. Anyway. What else do we have? Five smells around the house. Let me ask you this. I'm thinking about sending this in as a potential TV topic.
Mm-hmm.
Five smells around the house Americans hate the most.
puppy farts?
Well, yeah. Each of the boys, when Chase was over at the house, each of the boys got about a tablespoon of milk, and about half an hour later.
Yeah.
I was wearing a wet towel over my mouth.
I bet.
Because they were just farting up a storm. But man, they were happy. And isn't that what matters most? I really don't care what discomfort it creates for me, as long as they're happy. That's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
So yesterday we had yet another mass shooting, and the story is Joe Biden, he's hosting a group of business women. This event is taking place, and he's expected to comment on it, but his priorities are a little askew, you might say. It's coming, don't worry.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband, and I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
I don't know. Things are not working this morning. I can barely hear anything in the headphones. The speakers aren't working.
I don't get it. Well, maybe we can get it better from Rumble. Let's...
My name is Joe Biden.
This is ridiculous.
Well, it's going to be one of those mornings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Let's talk about Montgomery Men's Health.
Okay.
Because I need a change of subjects quickly here so my tech temper doesn't get the best of me. Montgomery Men's Health has helped thousands of local men get back on track. It's a situation that it does not happen overnight. But one day you realize, wow, I just can't hang in there through the day the way I used to. My libido, I haven't even had a thought in several days. And then maybe you have a thought, but the follow-up isn't there. I think you know what I'm saying. Well, these are medical conditions that should be diagnosed by a medical doctor. For $99, you can have a life-changing test at Montgomery Men's Health that will get you your testosterone level and also your PSA number, which is important for prostate health. Then once that number is known, the board-certified urologist at Montgomery Men's Health can prescribe real medical solutions to those issues that are available right there. You don't have to go to the drugstore or anything. And trust me, when it comes to issues like for ED, for example, there are solutions to it available at Montgomery Men's Health that you will not find anywhere else, prescribed by a doctor, and solutions that work in the most powerful sense of the word. So don't make it a game of guesswork, trying this, trying that. It's a medical condition that a medical doctor at Montgomery Men's Health can absolutely make a world of difference on. Reach out for a consultation or to make an appointment for that test at 440-3663. 440-3663. $99. That's an incredibly good price for something that could absolutely change your life for the better. You can also visit them online at montgomerymenshealth.com. We're at 6:15 with 1819 News.
1819 News.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is co-sponsoring a resolution that attempts to stop the U.S. Department of Education from canceling student loan debt. The resolution was offered under the Congressional Review Act, saying that the move from the Department of Education would increase inflation and undermine fiscal responsibility. Tuberville called Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness plan a giveaway that is based on bad economics, bad education policy, and just plain wrong. Tuberville and Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy offered the resolution. 33 other senators are supporting it. So far, Alabama Senator Katie Britt's name is not on that list of supporters. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
An investigation is underway in Anniston after a man's body was found in a ditch this past weekend and an injured woman was found two blocks away. The fatality is now identified as 27-year-old Richard Ward Jr. The woman who was injured is 55-year-old Laura Thornton. She's currently hospitalized from a gunshot wound and is in critical condition. The Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport will be increasing its number of flights after seeing an increase in travelers. This past January, there was a 17% increase compared to that same month a year ago. By the end of this year, the airport plans to offer nonstop flights to Atlanta, New York City, Orlando, Detroit, and Las Vegas. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I drank beer heavily and try drugs enthusiastically.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, you in the robes at the back, he's here.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
All hail Jay.
Howdy.
What's new?
Not much. What's new with you?
Nothing. Okay. Well, actually, I am traveling this weekend.
Yeah.
Short round trip.
You can do that when it's not as far as Florida.
Yeah.
Southern Florida.
Very southern Florida.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think Janelle's house is closer to Cuba than it is to West Palm Beach. But don't hold me to that one. So, among other stories we are looking at this morning, there's just no end to the insanity. To help new students adapt, some colleges are eliminating grades. What is going on here?
Pass or fail? Is that what did you get, or did you get a participation trophy?
This may give us some insight.
Congratulations, graduates. Unimportant that some of you still can't spell congratulations, but it doesn't matter because there are no grades. And there is no valedictorian. In fact, you're all valedictorians. So as you prepare to go out there into the real world, know that we haven't prepared you at all. It's nothing like what you have experienced here at Snowflake College. You may now move the tassel to the other side of your mortarboard. I'm talking about your cap, the tassel on your cap, huh? Bunch of morons.
So the source on this one is NPR, and quoting, "Grades are not a representation of student learning, as hard as it is for us to break the mindset that if a student got an A, it means they learned," says Jody Green, special advisor to the provost for educational equity. What does that have to do with school? I think, isn't school like anything else you receive or are rewarded with the effort you put in? I'm happy to tell people I dropped out on the dean's list. I was on the dean's list when I dropped out of college.
That was in Chicago?
Yeah, at the University of Illinois. I was learning at a 3.75 grade average.
Wow, that's amazing.
I think that some people would be impressed to know that.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
I was in the honors program at Southern Miss, but I sort of got uninterested in school and just sort of sloughed off a little bit.
Well, I know this, my kid sister, the physicist, and by the way, thank you, Paul Brown, he sent me that clip of her on 60 Minutes,
yeah,
talking about this new energy source that could solve all of our energy issues forever. Clean, no end of supply, cheap.
That's the one she was on 60 Minutes for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She received an A in every class, in every semester, from first grade into graduate school. And the only time she didn't, she was a sophomore in high school, and she had some kind of a tumor on her leg that the doctors had to go in and cut out. So she was unable to participate in gym, and the teacher gave her a B.
Yeah.
My mother saw that. My mother got in her car, drove to the school, walked past all the gatekeepers, and said, "You're changing this. You are changing this grade." She had a surgery. What is she supposed to do? I'm not having her perfect record spoiled. And in one of the very rare times I've ever heard of in Chicago public schools, they changed the grade that day.
They did. Wow.
They didn't go before a commission or
good
anything
for
else.
Your mama.
Yeah, I mean, and of course she continued all the way through. Only physics honors graduate in the entire University of Illinois system. Smart kid.
I forget, you've told me before, is she older than you or younger than you?
Younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 13 years younger than me, as a matter of fact. But it's interesting because there were my brother and my sister, and we thought that would be it. And then when I was almost 13, I found out, wow, the club is getting a new member. And that was a real shock. Yeah. But it was great because we just loved her, and I think having three reasonably intelligent siblings around her was good for her.
I was very late in life. I was not planned. So there's 14 years between my brother's ages.
The best things in life are unplanned. 6:23, so I got to make a note to self. I've got to get with Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire. I want to get the car checked out before I hit the road, as I recommend to you. And certainly, they've been keeping our car serviced and maintained for, gosh, over a dozen years now. Just a simple trip. I want the diagnostic check. I want the tires rotated, all the fluid levels. Fortunately, no check engine lights or anything like that happening, but I want to hit the road with some confidence that I will get where I am hoping to go. And Don Duncan can help you do that. And also, perfect people to partner up with ongoing maintenance of your vehicle because, A, they have state-of-the-art master technicians at all three locations, state-of-the-art diagnostics, and people that are really good at detail. Like, when they rotate a tire, you'll be amazed at what they will see in there that you can't. And when they do, they pull it out, plug it, and you've got a tire that's good to go. When you need new tires, Don Duncan offers wholesale price tires on all major name brands. And they always include a price that has installation factored in. Three locations to serve you. And by the way, they make it so convenient. I may stop at Bell Road, drop the car off. They'll get me here this afternoon, and then I'll get back with the car a little bit later. Whatever works. That's their policy. Serving you not only from Bell Road just north of Vaughan, downtown at 408 Madison, and of course, high atop Mount Duncan. That's the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Kind of cool to make a Final Four predict-a-thon, or maybe one on Monday for the championship game.
What a remarkable March Madness year as far as the surprises.
Crazy. And I talked to Janelle, and you know, the kids she went to Florida Atlantic University with are all freaking out because their school was never known for great sports accomplishment.
Yeah.
Kind of like my high school. They won a city championship, but it was after I was gone. Timeline for the 28th of March is coming up. And tomorrow, March 29th, is the date I always note. Hey, you want a different lead-in for the timeline today?
Yes. I like variety is the new sounder of life.
All right. Let's see. This one is...
That's you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Yeah.
It's NBC's weekend show Monitor. And then there's the ABC Top of the Hour one is always really good. The original one. You end up with the stinger at the end.
How about this one?
Yeah, that's one we haven't, I don't think we've ever done. That's the ABC Entertainment Network at the bottom of the hour.
All right. Just trying to...
Yeah. We've never done that one.
Lighten it up here and there. And, of course, not headline news also coming up in just a couple of
there's
minutes.
Here's our picture.
Oh, boy. And above and beyond that, we have, Jay, you missed the bloopers. So many of the great authors of all time, all their stuff is being rewritten, which is nuts.
Well, you talked about, was it not Dr. Seuss? Who was it? A few weeks ago.
They're rewriting Agatha Christie and all these other people because they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Yeah. It's just...
Well, if it's 10 Little Indians, I'm fine with that. If that's the one they're rewriting.
Oh, yeah, there's stuff like...
Because it wasn't 10 Little Indians.
And it didn't take until 2 years ago where... Stuff like Little Black Sambo and other, those were books that were very, very much in use. But that was a long time ago. Things have changed.
We're going to put you on TV, Chase, because we're talking about dogs.
Getting your feelings hurt by an Agatha Christie book, that's a little nuts. By the way, what are we talking about today?
The new favorite dog in America.
Oh, yes. I heard her say that, so.
Yeah.
At 627. Yeah, the El Niño has diminished in popularity, so.
The El Niño?
El Niño.
Oh.
That's my nickname for dachshunds. El Niño.
So bulldogs are number one now.
French bulldogs.
French bulldogs.
Bulldogs are the Winston Churchill dogs.
Oh, yeah.
They're funny, too. We're going hot.
If you have not heard, there is big news in the dog world. For the first time in three decades, the Labrador Retriever is not America's number one dog.
The French Bulldog is America's most popular dog breed, for the first time dethroning the Labrador Retriever, which had been number one for 31 straight years. There's a lot to talk about, so let's hear from our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Hey, guys.
There's the...
Mexican's number one and everybody else.
Yeah, that's a future number one right there. That is the Mexican street dog.
3% Mexican street dog.
He had the DNA done on Chase.
12 different breeds.
And he is just represents the beauty of all of them, doesn't he?
Yeah. So,
that was kind of a surprise. So, well, no, I can't say that it was.
French Bulldogs, yeah.
We have four of them here in the Blue Water family. Our boss and his family have four. And they're the most entertaining dogs I mean, it's like, and we are a dog-friendly radio station, so they're here. And oftentimes I'll stop by his office just for a spiritual lift because they cannot help but make you smile.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's one reason
they got quite a personality. Golden Retrievers are really great dogs, though.
Incredibly smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's process three.
Hey, what is your...
I'm very surprised that the Golden is three.
They are so popular.
Riley, what is your dog?
It's a Shih Tzu Maltese mix.
Okay. We got some Maltese in this dog, too.
Yeah.
Yapper.
Yeah. Malteses can be yappers.
Yeah.
German Shepherds
are smart.
Yes.
They're really smart.
There's a reason why they serve in the military. My sister, and I'm not making this up, is a nuclear physicist, and she works at the Lawrence Livermore Lab in California. And she and her husband were expecting a baby, so I went out there for the baby shower. I was so out of place with the people she works with at this nuclear lab that I spent literally the entire party with a German Shepherd on the back porch because it was the only thing I could relate to intelligence-wise.
Easier conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people that work in physics, they do have, like, slightly larger craniums to accommodate all that extra brainage. Very impressive.
Jay, is your dog is it a purebred?
She's a German Shepherd. Yeah, I would say
smart.
Yeah.
Really smart.
Pure. Oh, very.
Yeah.
Very smart. Pays attention. Listens. You know, just very. Just well behaved. Well behaved.
Savannah, Glenn, do you have dogs?
Yeah, I have a Yorkie.
Yorkie. Yorkie's a great dog. Yeah.
I am going to
eat. Well, we think she's a Yorkie. We can't really tell.
Yeah.
I'm going to email you some pictures.
Go ahead.
I love them.
My wife and I and our kids, we have a Havanese, and that ranks at number 25. We've had a Beagle in the past, and I just wonder if you all gravitate toward a certain breed of dog, which you will have that breed over and over and over again, or do you switch it up?
I've always got rescue dogs, mutts, and mutts are lovable. What's a Havanese? Is it a medium sized dog or a small dog or what is a Havanese?
I know somebody has Havanese replacement.
Right.
Thank
there you.
There
you go, Greg. I'm sure you had that joke for your German Shepherd you come out with. It looks basically like a Swiffer mop.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture now.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
let's see.
Ours is about 18 pounds or so not tiny.
Oh,
they look.
That
looks cute.
That's adorable. Yeah. I was biking through the neighborhood the other day, and I've seen this guy who walks two dogs. One of them I know is a Maltese. The other one looked a lot like my former dog Hershey. So I had to pull over and ask him about the breed because he reminded me so much of my beloved little pet. And he said this is a new breed called a Chiweenie.
Chiweenie, which is a mix of what?
A Yorkie and Dachshund.
Oh.
Not Yorkie Dachshund, but Chihuahua Dachshund.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And really cute. Really cute.
So I've heard that purebreds sometimes don't have the lifespan of a mutt. Is that true?
I think that is true. Purebreds probably about 10 or so years. Hershey, who was half Yorkie and half something, 16 and a quarter he made it to.
Well, with 12 breeds, Chase should be around, should outlive me.
And I'm ready to take him if that happens. Hey, Chase, come here. Get some cheese. How about some cheese?
Come on, get a jump. Yeah, let's. Come on. We just have a few seconds left, but maybe Chase will make it into that. There we go. Look at that. What a good-looking dog.
He's so handsome.
Thank you. Yeah, and there's a lot of rescues at the Montgomery Humane Society, folks. If you don't have if you don't want a purebred or buy a purebred, rescue a dog.
You could end up with somebody like this handsome boy.
Yep.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you guys, and thank you, Chase. We need to see more of Chase. It makes everybody's day a little bit better.
I agree.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
You know what? Tomorrow morning. If we can, we should put Chase in my chair. And I'll be on the floor or something. Because most Most pet owners give up their furniture.
When I was holding Chase, he was not nearly as visible as he is when he comes up to you there. That was good. That was
nice. I will have cheese handy tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, it costs about $100, folks, but if you ever do the DNA test, if you're not sure about your dog, they are so entertaining. The report you get back is so cool. It's just so cool. It's worth your time.
So there. Looks like we...
25 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Latest world and national news from the SRN Radio Network will be on the top of the hour.
Then thank we'll you, Frank Reynolds.
Back on the other side with more of the music that you want to hear.
All right. Before we get to the timeline, a word for Georgia Floors Direct, flooring destination since 1969. I want to thank my sales guy over there, Jonathan. They know the inventory. They know, like, for example, we purchased a runner that got a little bit damaged by the dogs. So had it clean, and then it needed some additional repair, and there's only one place you can go for that kind of service here, and that's Dave the Rugman, an uniquely skilled individual who is part of the team at Georgia Floors Direct, along with Dustin, now owned by Jeff Mallinson, the man who put together the merry band of floriers and established a level of customer service second to none. 300,000 square feet of rolls and rolls of carpeting, hundreds of room remnants, not to mention luxury vinyl plank flooring, laminates, hardwoods, whatever you need, they've got it all wholesale priced. They've also expanded their operations to include a great selection of blinds and marble kitchen countertops, and whatever you buy, it's installed by their people. They've been a flooring destination since 1969. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's, and don't forget to look up Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Traffic's building just a little bit this morning. Seeing more cars on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, and folks coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231. Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is closed this morning. Give yourself a little extra time. Could be busy on Redland Road and Rifle Range Road outbound. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. The Front Porch Grill in Millbrook is where friends meet. Home-cooked meals are served and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deansville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Today's show is brought to you by the new sneaker that can be worn frontwards or backwards. Just a little more dopey than guys that wear their baseball caps backwards on a date.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-3. 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey Mike, I heard you're traveling to Washington next week. Sounds like a fun trip. Why the frown on your face?
Well, it's going to take me 2 days to get to and from D.C. for a meeting that will last less than an hour, and because of that, I'm going to miss my son's basketball game.
Have you heard? The Montgomery Airport now has direct nonstop flights to Washington, D.C. You fly out the day before your meeting and be back in Montgomery the next day, all in time to catch the ball game.
Wow, that's a win then.
Sure is.
I'll be flying MGM.
Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco with Chappie's Deli.
One of the reasons Chappie's Deli has been around for over 32 years is Blue Water Broadcasting.
Yes, it is, and we have the perfect faces for radio.
We sure do. And if you have a perfect face for radio, call Blue Water.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true.
Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's 6:39 with the timeline for the 28th of March. Here's Rich Thomas.
87th day of the year, 278 days left. We have a limited timeline today because of the timeline. National Something on a Stick Day. Would you prefer something on a stick? Stick! Yeah, that's a big fair kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Something on a stick, right? It's Be Mad Day. I don't know why. Weed Appreciation Day. And I don't think they mean... Woo! Eat an Eskimo Pie Day.
And Eskimo Pie, man, one of those in a long time.
Oh, hey, you know what? I was at the park yesterday, the Blunt Cultural,
yeah.
And there was an ice cream truck playing the loud music. You know, it was a brand new truck.
Okay.
Yeah, just like growing up.
Did you get some?
No, I did not. I was in my car. See, Respect Your Cat Day. Okay. 1866. The first hospital-based ambulance went into service in Cincinnati, Ohio. 69, Dwight Eisenhower died on this date. He was 78, 34th president of the United States, and the guy that was in charge of Operation Overlord, D-Day.
You know what city he passed away in?
No.
Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Is that right? Yep. How interesting. 50 years ago today, 1973, Houses of the Holy, Led Zeppelin releases their fifth album. 74, National Nightmare, National Tragedy, the Raspberries break up. Go all the way? Apparently not.
Just a one.
Did you see what it did there?
Yeah.
That was one of their songs. 1977, Rocky won Best Picture. 79, the worst commercial nuclear accident occurs in the United States. What am I talking about?
Three Mile Island
in Middletown, Pennsylvania.
I connect all of these to... changed my life because Eisenhower died the day before I met my first wife. Mm-hmm. 3 Mile Island happened right after I'd gotten to South Florida.
Oh, okay.
Big deal.
I was still a junior in high school.
Never mind.
Now our song of the day.
Junior.
It's the cover of the Who hit. Now, by the way, this guy just had a birthday too. It's a popular song. We've done this several times before. Elton John just turned 76 degrees Saturday. 76 degrees. 76 years old on Saturday.
His touring, dying.
his touring of the U.S. is done.
But
he's going to play London Monday night and next Thursday night. Wow. Ever since I was a young boy, I've played the silver ball from Soho down to Brighton. I must have played them all, but I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid, he sure plays a mean pinball. Elton John, 75. I think the best version is, right?
I love them both.
He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. He plays by intuition, that digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid. Chaplain's mean pinball.
And Elton still looks pretty good for 76 degrees. 1982 on his way.
What's his dew point?
Only the Lord knows that, Jay. Yeah.
We know some of his preferences.
Oh, you meant DEW.
Yeah. In 1982 on this date, on his way to sing at an anti-nuke rally, David Crosby arrested for possession of Quaaludes, drug paraphernalia, driving under the influence of cocaine, and carrying a concealed weapon.
Yeah, nothing like saying I care about nuclear weapons when you're running around with guns.
His explanation of why he was carrying a gun, he said, John Lennon. 1983, Fred
That's
Lip.
Kind of arrogant, don't you think?
Fred Jip, I should say, of Phoenix, was sentenced to 28 years in prison for bigamy and fraud. You see, When you marry 104 women in 27 states and 14 countries, not cool.
How many birthdays you got to remember when
you Oh, my doing? Good Lord. 37 years ago in 1986, more than 6,000 radio stations of all formats simultaneously played We Are the World at 10:15 Eastern Time. 27 years ago, 1996, Phil Collins announced he was leaving Genesis to concentrate on a solo career. What is the disease he has now? He's got something going on.
Body dementia or something.
I think he stopped touring. Or just
who was it again?
Phil Collins
has got a disease and he's not touring anymore.
Yeah. It has to do with him drumming for years and years and years.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
2007, U.S. Postal Service unveils the Star Wars stamp. Now we have birthdays. Lady Gaga is 37. Her real name is Stephanie Joan Angelia Giramonta. Kate Gosselin is 48. Her real name is Kate Gosselin. Vince Vaughn is 53. Reba McEntire is 68. And now we have countdowns. You know, we're just 2 days away from Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and nobody, this is the last day of exhibition.
Yeah.
Or as I like to say, exhibition baseball games. Everybody's off tomorrow.
They are so ready. The Braves play at 12 noon our time, 12:05. They play at Washington National Park in Washington.
I think the Braves
Washington.
Will win their division again this year.
14 days till the Biscuits home opener. We'll have to get Murphy back in here
Murphy
again.
Going to come back?
Yeah,
he's supposed to come in every Wednesday.
Oh,
okay.
Awesome.
46 days till Mother's Day, Thanksgiving 240 days, and Christmas 272 days away. Hey, we did it in time. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. At 647 degrees.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
You could be looking out your window and seeing no fog whatsoever. And we're looking out our window, we're not seeing no fog whatsoever. But it just depends on where you are. Dense fog advisory continues until 9 o'clock. Risk of showers and a few thunderstorms today, yeah, but mainly along and south of I-85. If you live north of I-85, you're not going to see much rain, you know. High around 75 today, partly cloudy, cooler tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, cool day for late March with a high in the upper 60s, but we're dry. And by the way, the Alabama River at Montgomery will peak 7 feet above flood stage by tonight. And that toll bridge to Emerald Mountain is closed because of the river. Then I've got Thursday as the best day of the week. Sunshine, high 77, back to the mid-80s on Friday. Then the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms and maybe even a severe weather risk for parts of the state Friday night into Saturday again. Right now this morning, foggy in some areas, it's 62, 648.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Going back to our TV segment where we were discussing dogs, I just got a note from my friend Kenny McMahon. Turf Stalkers, and he said, German Shepherd for me. I knew I liked J. Scott.
So. Actually, it goes back to Wendy, too, right?
Yeah.
It's another reason to all hail J.
That's how I got those dogs.
At 648, by the way, Turf Stalkers does a phenomenal job. You know, the company was founded a couple of years ago by a young man who was literally weaned on news talk and went to Brant McDonald and other sponsors looking for advice on starting a business. Served 6 years in the Air Force. When he got out, he set up this company and named it after the aircraft that he serviced as a team for 6 years, the Night Stalkers. So Turf Stalkers, I think, a phenomenal job with military-like outcome, precision, you know, something that the Sarge would sign off on. And you can reach them at 558-1611, or you can visit Turf Stalkers on Facebook. They also do pressure washing. But what they really do is a great job. We have your SRN News replay, traffic, and then we're back with the cheap and trashy, including Menthol Meredith's thoughts on the Gwyneth Paltrow ski collision trial.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello!
A community has come together to grieve. A vigil has been held for those killed in yesterday's mass shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville's Green Hills neighborhood. 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults were shot and killed. The attacker was killed by police 14 minutes after the 911 call came in. Nashville police have released video of the shooter roaming the halls of the school. The attacker, again, shot and killed by police. President Biden calls the attack sick and is wasting no time repeating his calls for more gun control. New round of storms expected to arrive in California starting tonight. Forecasters warn of more heavy snow in the mountains. Flooding is possible elsewhere. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 2 points. NASDAQ futures off 21. More details at srnnews.com.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything. Food, gas, clothing. But life insurance, which thanks to inflation you need now more than ever, actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need at a price you can afford. Call SelectQuote now and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's right, get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam in under an hour.
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-507-2266. That's 1-800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com now and get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's 1-800-507-2266.
Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic updates.
Getting a little busy now on 231 out of Wetumpka at Redland Road, the River Bridge red lights. A lot of traffic on Redland Road and Rifle Range this morning. Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is closed, if you didn't know. Also, building on Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard, got a lot of traffic. Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery. From a simple patient transport to life or death situation, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
There's no business in show business to live events we can't go.
Wow.
Movie theaters won't open in the
U.S. Story that seems to be garnering, by the way, it's 652, an inordinate amount of attention is the Gwyneth Paltrow ski slope collision trial.
I'm so sick of it.
And rather than, look, the other day, just before that horrible incident occurred, the mass shooting, it was at the top. It was the banner story on NewYorkPost.com. Really? Do people really care that much about a ski slope incident involving somebody whose celebrity status kind of waned a little bit?
But one of the first things you said to me this morning is, did you see the video of that woman blowing out the double pane doors?
Anytime they release video of one of these people as they're in the process, like they're with the Parkland and stuff, it's just knowing what they're setting out to do.
So these were locked doors, you know?
Yeah.
And she crawled through.
But a story that was discussed frequently yesterday was school resource officers. And I believe they used to have one and no longer do. Got to do something. At 6:53, Gwyneth Paltrow's trial, though, has come to the attention of somebody whose commentary we always enjoy on Tuesday, and that's Menthol Meredith, who has her thoughts, her two cents, on this ski slope collision.
Well, that Gwyneth Paltrow's getting sued for mowing down some old guy with her skis. Oh, and did y'all see her testify? Shoot, she should have called me for a couple of tips.
First of all, she should have worn something more revealing. Anytime I'm guilty and have to testify, I just slather a little body glitter on my cleavage as a distraction technique. Oh, and y'all, I've seen it time and time again. Glitter makes you look less guilty. Another trick I do is fake a coughing fit anytime I don't want to answer a question. That way, it don't look like I'm avoiding the question. It just looks like I'm choking on my own lung. Works every dang time. Oh, well, except for all those times when I was convicted. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I got a toenail fungus that's been with me since 1984, but I decided that today is the day I've had enough.
Hey, I just came across a whole load of little kid or drunk adults.
Oh, good.
Very good.
So we could
very good
do that between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
In other celebrity news...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to post this. There's a dog, maybe Jay sees everything. I always feel like, here's something you've never seen or heard.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And Jay's known it for 2 days.
All his news feeds. Yeah.
But there was a dog at the Dodger Royal Spring training game that caught a home run ball.
No, how did he catch the ball?
I'm going to pull up the video while we're goofing, getting ready for the next hour. All right, now this is a Jay question. So...
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Can you name, because you're the one that has to be ready for this. Okay. This is in your wheelhouse. The two best characters in the Mario universe.
In the what universe?
The Mario.
The Mario universe.
The Super Mario Brothers
the
universe.
The two best characters?
Best what?
And based on what?
Well, there was a survey conducted on the most popular characters in the series.
Our survey said...
These two are the most popular, and neither one of them is Mario.
Yeah, probably not. Oh, man.
Yeah, I thought you would nail this.
Well, there's plenty of characters to pick from. There's like Bowser.
Bowser was number 5, and Bowser Jr. was number 6.
Okay, so obviously not there. It's not Mario. Luigi?
Luigi's number 2.
Okay, yeah. And I don't know what that was.
Number 1.
I don't know.
Never mind. Yoshi.
Yoshi, okay. Yoshi.
Number 1.
I feel so stupid. I don't know any of that stuff.
You're busy with weather.
I don't know nothing about birth and no babies either.
Resurgence of guitars is being ushered in here again. We played a Jay's expertise. Used to. The Edge says they're going to kickstart a resurgence of guitars and mainstream music. We are turning up the amps, a rock that we all grew up and we love to connect back into. I guess that's another way of saying full circle.
Yeah.
He tells Mojo Magazine. Do you subscribe to that?
I don't know.
The pendulum is going to start swinging the other direction. The guitars will start becoming more popular than synthesizers, samples, and computer-generated sounds. All right, who do you think the best Quentin Tarantino character is?
What do you mean? Oh, that he's ever played?
Characters from his movies.
Character. Oh, that's right. He's a director, Rich. He didn't play any of those.
Yeah. And he does movies that were a little... A little different.
No.
So, who do you think?
Pulp, what is it? Is it in Pulp Fiction? Did he do that movie?
Yes. But Pulp Fiction did not make the top 8.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it would have made the top 8. Or at least the list there.
Are you familiar with Death Proof?
Yeah, okay. That was when he did... That was the double feature... Death Proof and, oh God, what was the other one? There were two directors that did two movies and they kind of played back to back. Grindhouse was the.
Yeah, nobody from Grindhouse made this list.
But yeah, Death Proof, I know. That's
the Kirk Russell character.
Kirk Russell, yeah.
And then Calvin Candy, Leonardo DiCaprio and Django Unchained.
Oh, that's Django, yeah.
Just questions we're asking in passing. Nick Cage has mixed emotions about Keanu Reeves, man, because he destroyed him at pool. Nick didn't ask me anything on Reddit recently, and a fan asked him for his favorite Keanu movie, and Nick said it's difficult. I have mixed emotions about him because he kicked my butt at billiards one night. Get over it, man. Let's see. Anybody care about The Bachelor?
No. Is it still on?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I have a funny clip of outtakes from that lurks here in the room. If I have time later, I'll play it.